It is Friday morning, and it's time for us to talk a little bit of something that's kind of off the wall. Giddens and Bauman in here. I want to know, and I want our listening audience to, if you can hit us up on Facebook, on Kix 100.3 Facebook, and we're going to compile, and we're going to come up with a winner somehow that has the best one of these. And Giddens has no idea where I'm going with this, dude.
Nope, no idea. Okay.
All right, I'm going to let Bauman go first to give you a second or two, I'm going to give us three. I'm going to give Bauman a chance to give us one. What is something that has come out of the past, whether it be an invention, a food item, anything that you thought at the time was absolutely hideous? You thought, well, it was just, that's stupid. And all of a sudden, that thing's making millions and billions of dollars, and it's the best thing in the world. Bauman, what would you say? I can't wait for this.
The bidet.
The bidet.
You thought the bidet was stupid, and then...
Yeah.
Wait. Have you ever used a bidet?
Yeah.
What about you, Giddens?
I've never used a bidet.
You never used one?
No.
Life-changing experience.
Where do you have a bidet at home?
No.
Where do you go to use your bidet? Where's Alex Bauman's personal bidet?
My grandparents' house.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Grandma's using the bidet, baby.
Oh, hey, my.
Hey, now, well,
I would not be able to sit at the family table for that Thanksgiving dinner after using the bidet.
Well, I figured yours would probably be the plunger, which is right along the same lines.
I never thought the plunger was so stupid.
All right, so what would be one thing that Giddens would think, because this is your segment, what is the one thing you would think that was stupid when they first... Man, that's never going to make it. And all of a sudden, it's been your best friend in the world.
I don't know.
Anything food related. I mean, come on.
I typically believe that most inventions have good use in the first place.
Right.
They didn't make it past the cutting room floor. It
doesn't have to be an invention. I mean, anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
The self-serve kiosks at fast food restaurants.
Okay. And maybe self-serve drink stations as well.
Like the Taco Bell, order it yourself.
Oh, God.
Most people think they're really good, except for, one person in particular.
Lenny Frisario about killed the one at the local Taco Bell in Sulacaga.
But, Taco Bell, McDonald's, they got those. It's a lot quicker, and the language barrier of my version of English versus the person taking my order's version of English, you don't have to worry about that. You can just use your fingers, and you're fine.
Okay. I'm going to give you all a couple to think about. Of course, a lot of people back in my day are going to say the car. I'm going to go a little step further and say the electric car. Because I think we're the smartest.
Elon Musk, huh?
Well, I think we're the smartest country in the world. And I think with technology 10 years down the road to where they charge longer, that you have to less charging stations and everything, I think people, and they'll be more affordable, okay, for people, that can't afford an electric car now or whatever. All right. But what about things like the microwave oven? Boy, did that not make your life
easier? His inventions went a lot further back in time than ours.
Yeah, we're back in the 1800s.
My goodness. He's going to be butter next.
Let me say this. Well, I'm talking about the car.
The wheel.
I'm talking about the car. Let me ask you this. I would hate to go to all these ball games I had to do pulling all this equipment on a horse's back. I mean, come on. But seriously, think how many times have you come in here and heated up your six meals of the day in the microwave?
The microwave quits on me sometimes.
Absolutely. It gets tired of seeing you is what in a day's time. All right. But seriously, the plunger would probably be, one that you would.
Still can't believe you haven't used a bidet before.
I got to use a bidet.
A bidet.
I got to go to your grandparents' house and use a bidet. I'm just going to knock on the door one day and say, you don't know me, but I need to use your bidet.
They would send you away knowing what you do. You'd break the bidet.
All right, so if you're listening, we'd like to know what is one thing. It doesn't have to be an invention, just a fad or something like a hairstyle. Maybe, I don't know.
Balding.
Yeah, earrings. That's not an invention, but tattoos.
Yeah.
Tattoos are something that's not really an invention, but they've come, you see them all over the place now.
What about one that you thought was stupid that you still hold firm on and you still believe is stupid?
That I thought
you hadn't changed your opinion on it.
One that that I probably would think that was always stupid and probably still is stupid is taxes.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but you asked. I told you.
I want to meet the person honest out there that's like, I guess there's probably some people that are like, I thought taxes were stupid, but I changed. Like, there's a lot of liberals
I still think they're stupid.
I want to know somebody that was like, I love taxes from the get-go.
Yeah, you asked, but I don't know. I'd have to think on it a minute or two and try to come up with something that I thought was, I don't know.
What about you, Alex? You got one?
That's stupid.
That's stupid, that's not changing. Stupid. Yeah, that's not changing anytime soon.
Well, the one for me would be soccer.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
You know all your target audience.
All you folks that are playing soccer, I'm just kidding with Giddens, just trying to pick it in. But what's one with yours, Alex?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
It's tough. Giddens,
I'm thinking maybe like a toy avenue.
What you mean?
Like a slinky?
Like something around.
I don't even know
those.
What a slinky is.
I was thinking the things you get out of the gumball machines that, like, they were sticky, but you can, like, throw them at things and they stick to the wall.
Yeah.
I think those are pretty stupid.
He does that with his underwear. I mean.
I'm not even going to go down that route. There's so many different bad options for
so
jokes.
I got it.
The Chinese finger trap. You know those things you stick your fingers in both sides and they get stuck in there?
Bauman.
Yeah.
Okay. What is something that
I'm not going to go down that route. There's so many different. No, never mind.
What is something, though, seriously, that you thought was stupid that still remains stupid? Don't say flat top.
This is
haircuts.
Probably going to get a lot of heat if anybody actually hears me say this, but nose rings.
I'm
not a fan. Okay. Not a fan. I take certain nose piercings are fine, but like that double septum thing.
That's the first thing I think when I see somebody with that.
I would be in a constant daze if I ever had that thing in my nose trying to figure, like, I wouldn't be able to breathe. It feel like somebody was constantly pinching my nose. I don't know how anybody deals with that. I'll never understand.
Okay.
What do you think about getting one or something? You look
disappointed. No, I was thinking I could really go along those lines of something that I would offend a lot of people, and I'm not going to do it because there's a lot of people that I know that listen to this program that do something I was thinking about, and I'm not going to say it. But
my mind's racing right now.
But hey, we'll be back with you again next week.
That's the teaser for next week. He's going to reveal.
I'm going to reveal what I think is still bad across this lovely country of ours, okay?
And get a bidet.
No.
Yeah, we should go for a group bidet.
Get a bidet. I mean, why don't you just...
Can we go to one of those massage parlors and get a group bidet?
We're going to end it right there, okay? Because I don't think... Well, I'm not going to say their name because I don't think they're making bidets.
They're out of the bidet business now?
They're making the bidons. Don't do that.